This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Ray.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
We're changing gears because you may or may not know this about Rach and I here on Joy Breakfast, but we are pet mad. We absolutely obsessed. Love them. We're so obsessed, which is why we're so excited when we get a visit from the fabulous Marissa, CEO of Second Chance Animal Rescue, who's in the studio with us.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Marissa. Now, Second Chance Animal Rescue is an animal shelter and community hospital in Melbourne's north that helps change the lives of many animals with aims to rehome them to families that can care for them properly.
And today, Marissa is joining us because we're going to talk mental health and pets and things we can do to help strengthen that human-animal bond. It's almost like if I could talk to the animals, but the animals are actually helping me, I reckon.
A bit of Dr. Doolittle here today.
Exactly. Yeah,
thanks for having me on today, guys. I love being in the studio.
Thank you so much. So with approximately 1 in 5 Australians being affected by negative mental health, it's said that having a pet can help with easing anxiety and depression. What is it about having a pet that can change our mental state?
Look, life's been a bit of a roller coaster the last few years. I don't know about you guys, but I found it tough, let alone everyone around me. So anxiety being one of the most common mental disorders that people are facing these days, and given the pandemic that we've all been through, you can see why. It's just been extra crazy. But pets have evolved to become extremely attuned to people over the years, our behaviours, our emotions. Dogs, for example, are able to understand many words. They know what we're thinking. They can interpret our tone of voice, our body language, our gestures. Just like good human friends, a loyal dog will look into your eyes, engage your emotional state, and try and understand what you're thinking and feeling, and probably figure out when the next treat's coming, of course. But pets have that powerful, they've got powerful health benefits. They can help to relieve depression, anxiety, lower stress, improve your health, heart health, so many different things. It just, they bring so much to us.
I mean, the thing I think you're obviously saying, pets, we need, depending on the pet you've got, if you've got a dog, they're going to help me get out and go walking. Like, they make a difference to our life, but they're a part of the family as well. They're a part of the fabric of what you do. But what you're saying is how a pet can kind of feed off your emotions and how that can help lift you and build you up is pretty awesome. So do you think there are specific animals that work as emotional support pets better than others?
I think dogs are probably my first choice. Cats are like, well, look, I'll take what you can give me. And
50% of the time, I'll be an emotional support for you. Other 50%, I'll slap you. Like
exactly it. Right. So dogs do have that extra paw up, I guess. But look, I've seen people with reptiles, lizards, you know, so I'm sure a fish can give you some sort of positive feeling if it's, you know, you love it and you look after it. So they do bring so much. And like you said, they increase your physical activity. Maybe not a fish. You have to feed them. That's about it. But they can help reduce anxiety, depression. They give you that sense of security and companionship and someone to share the day with, which we could all use, I guess.
What about specific breeds? Like for me, a Chihuahua comes to mind and they're quite anxious.
Yeah.
Would you maybe not recommend a Chihuahua if you yourself are anxious and then you just feed each other anxiety?
I have seen over the years, and I've been doing this a long time, that when you are an anxious person yourself, that can feed onto the pet and vice versa. But look, I think like we say to everyone adopting a pet, all dogs are different no matter what their breed. You can get the most bitey Chihuahua you've met in your whole life or the most affectionate one. So I think like people, they're all different. They've all got different personalities. So I think it's just finding that right connection with an animal that that brings you some joy. But like I said, it doesn't need to be a dog or a cat. It could be any type of animal.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head when you're saying what type of animal is it? Because I know some people who have high anxiety, but when I go to their house, they love gaming and things, and they've got like big fish tanks, and that helps with their mood and their energy.
Exactly.
So it all depends on the right animal for you.
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned about the pets making you go out and do things and having to like feed your fish, for example, but different mental health conditions can affect things like our own memory and our own self-care. How can you ensure that you're being a responsible pet owner if you're struggling to look after yourself as well?
Yeah, look, it's a very good question. I think the main thing is making the right decision to begin with. Like we spoke about last time I was in, picking the right pet, figuring out what it is you need from a pet, what you can give to that pet, and making sure that it's that mutual, you know, relationship that you can give them what they need and they can give you what you need. So do you have the time to walk a dog, you know, every single day? If not, maybe a fish is a better option. Looking into everything like that.
Amazing.
I think it's very much about sharing that burden. You know what I mean? Like the thing with a pet is mental health stresses and things that happen for individuals. You can feel really isolated and alone.
Yeah.
But suddenly when you've got another, it could be a plant, it could be a pet, whatever it is for you. But when it's a pet, it just puts your mind in a different space. You've got to make sure you're caring for someone else, and it can really help the outlook of your life.
Yeah, they're great listeners as well, great for unconditional love. They're not going to criticize you. It's especially good for those that are feeling alone and isolated. Dogs get you out of the house. They add structure. Feeding and exercising and caring for your pet can help with daily routine, meeting people that you wouldn't normally meet, your vets, your groomers,
breaking
your trainers.
Down isolation. We're going to talk a bit more about this right after that. We're speaking with Marissa from Second Chance Animal Rescue about pets and mental health. You're on Joy Breakfast.
Joy.
We're chatting with the amazing Marissa from Second Chance Animal Rescue this morning.
And it's been such a great chat because we're talking about mental health and pets. And pets make such a difference to your outlook on life, don't they?
They really do. They bring us so much. They make your day better, I reckon.
And we've already gotten a shout out to a pet, a shout out to Sir Frederick Rhapsody with the sweetest eyes in all of the lands.
Look at his face. Love.
What a cutie. Now, you touched on before, and I wanted to expand on it, about pets breaking down isolation because they force you to get out of the house.
Absolutely.
So what are some other examples of, you know, why it is so good for breaking down isolation to have a pet?
Look, like I said before, they give us so much. They don't judge us. They don't criticize. They're there for us throughout our good and bad times. And I think especially during COVID, when we were locked down and we could not move, we were stuck in our houses for days upon days, they were there for us. You know, they were there to, just patting a dog or a cat physically makes you feel better. So having them there to support us through one of our hardest periods really made such a big difference. And I bet you it's kept a lot of people here with us today.
Yeah, I think something that we see really often is elderly people who have a pet and the pet ages and the pet passes away. But then once the pet has gone, they decline so rapidly as well because they don't have something to talk to or to get them out of the house or to keep them active or to keep their brain ticking on as well. And I think that is a devastating, like, loss for all of us.
It really is
the decline of the loved one who is older, as well as for them to lose their pet.
Yeah, and look,
an interesting thing for both my grandparents is they had birds. So for them, it was like instead of dogs, so they couldn't be as active, and they had birds actually so they could hear the sounds and hear everything from them, which made a big difference.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And look, like you said, caring for a pet helps you feel wanted and needed. And especially those that are older or those who live alone, it gives you so much. It's just having that constant companionship there, or like Dean just said, you know, having the music from that bird or whatever it is, it's that constant, something that's not changing, something that is tangible, something that is there for you.
You know, the other thing, I mean, when we think smells with animals, we normally think of the, like, not great ones, like their poop and stuff. But the smell that comes with an animal in a home actually can, change the sense as you enter into it as well. You know, they're a part of the fabric of your home and life. Yeah. It's really lovely.
Absolutely. Those Cheeto ears, as we like to call them. Have you ever smelled a puppy, like puppy breath, but have you ever smelled a dog's paws?
Yes.
And they smell like corn chips?
Yeah, popcorn.
It's called Cheeto feet or something. Thing of the sort. I could have that term wrong. It's actually yeast, surprisingly.
Oh, wow.
So it's not the best thing, but it is. It's a smell that you get used to, and it's a part of them.
Yeah,
so,
it's adorable.
Yeah,
I love it.
The smell of puppy feet. We got another message through from Andy saying we've got two little fur babies. They're cats from a pet rescue, Poppy and Matilda. They're such a handful. They are just two beautiful souls, though, and we love them both. I cannot say enough good things about how much we thank you folk at Pet Rescues for these bundles of joy.
And like the purring, that constant purring, it just soothes your soul, right, when you're stressed out.
Now, Marissa, what about people who can't commit to having a full-time pet? What can they do?
It's a really good question. A lot of people can't afford a pet or don't have the time, and that's totally fair enough. I don't think you should go out and get a pet if you can't commit to that ongoing care that that animal's going to need. But there's so much that they can do. If you're worried about not being able to look after a pet, maybe borrow one. Yes. What about a friend's pet? Maybe go say, hey, you got a dog? Can I take it for a walk? Or can I spend an hour cuddling your kitty or whatever it is? Or what about going to a shelter? Go and visit some shelter cats or dogs that need a bit of a walk.
I was about to say, volunteering at a shelter is a great way to go.
We can help you with that. Second Chance Animal Rescue. We always need volunteers. You know, give up an hour or two a week and help us look after animals that really need a second chance. You could foster a pet even better. Take one into your home. It's a temporary commitment. You're making a huge difference because you're a stepping stone to that animal getting a new happy home. You're saving a life essentially, and they're giving you a lot back too.
Oh, I love all of those suggestions. And sometimes you just have to go out there and ask the question, can I help with that?
Yeah.
And, you know, by helping someone else with their pet or at rescue with their pets, it also can help you so greatly. Yep. And if any of this has brought anything up for you and you need support, head to joy.org.au/support because there are also mental health options out there available for you.
Absolutely. But if you'd also like to learn more about how you can maybe volunteer for Second Chance Animal Rescue or what they do or how you can, you know, do something with a pet to be able to help change the outlook of your life and theirs, why don't you check out secondchanceanimalrescue.com.au? All those details are there.
And look at all the gorgeous bubbas on there.
We have so many, so many. And one more thing, you know what I found really interesting doing some research into mental health and pets? Did you know that that connection with a dog and yourself, it's almost as similar as a mother, the same bond that a mother forms with their baby. Something happens in your mind when you get a new pet that it helps to build that bond, that it's almost like a mother and child.
There you go.
I love it.
You heard it here. Fun facts for your Monday morning. Thank you so much, Marissa, for joining us again. And we can't wait to speak to you again next month. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.